Nine killed in New Year's Eve stampede in Kampala, Uganda. By John Hayward on January 2, 2023. The Freedom City Mall in Uganda's capital city of Kampala hosted a New Year's Eve party that went horribly wrong on Saturday night, as a stampede broke out after the fireworks display and killed at least nine people, including several children. It is alleged that the incident occurred at midnight when the event's MC encouraged attendees to go outside and watch the fireworks display. After the display ended, a stampede ensued, resulting in the instant deaths of five people and injuries of several others. Kampala Metropolitan Police Deputy Spokesman Lucas Oyesigyire said on Sunday. Emergency responders arrived on the scene and transported the injured individuals to the hospital, where nine were confirmed dead, he said. Oyesigyire said four of the victims died en route to the hospital, largely due to suffocation. He blamed rash actions and negligence for the stampede. The incident is under territorial police investigation. Most of the dead were juveniles, ages 10, 11, 14, and 20. There are several injured and our team of investigators are following up to get the exact number. Another Kampala police spokesman, Patrick Onyango, told agents France Presse, AFP. A survivor of the stampede, 27-year-old businesswoman Sylvia Nakalama, told AFP the stampede began when the huge crowd of partygoers inside the mall pushed their way outside to see the fireworks. There was a huge crowd. People began pushing each other for space, leading some to fall, and the stampede ensued. Children were crying and there was chaos, Nakalama said. I survived because I was pushed in a corner by the crowd. I was losing breath, but I stayed put since I had no exit until the situation calmed down. But some people were already lying down gasping for a breath, she said. A man named Haji Kamara told Voice of America News, VOA, on Sunday that two of his grandchildren were among the dead. The children were in 6th and 7th grade. Kamara said their father took them to Freedom City Mall to see the fireworks. People were forcing their way out through a narrow exit of the building to watch fireworks. Since almost the entire crowd wanted to move out at the same time, this caused commotion at the exit. Some people lost consciousness, which resulted in the deaths we are counting today. Local politician Julius Katangoli told Uganda's Daily Monitor on Monday. Katangoli said he was friends with the family of one confirmed victim, 30-year-old salon owner Maria Nimyalo,